Hi, I'm Daniel Lucky.
And I'm Vicky Petrie, and welcome to Abstract Essay.
Abstract Essay is created to empower artists like us. Right, Mr. Vicky?
Yes, every week we talk about art and how to improve on art, and we invite other artists to come on if you're interested as well.
Yes, definitely. But before we go on, Mr. Vicky, I'm very happy, I'm very grateful, because this week I interviewed one of the greatest CEO of Oobly from my podcast Food 101. We talk about sweet proteins that help us to eradicate obesity and diabetes. It's one of a kind breakthrough that help health industry to prevent or to eradicate those sickness. So please do listen, Food 101. And plus, Mr. Vicky, we are so grateful because, you know why, Mr. Vicky?
I think I know.
Yes, tell us why we are happy.
This week we are number 3 on the Abstract Essay rankings.
Yes.
Number 3.
Yes, people, we are. Yes. We are on the top 3 best abstract podcast given by Player FM. Very grateful, people, because last week we are number 4. Yes. And probably next week we are number 2.
Ooh.
Always optimistic, people, because being optimistic will give you the best of the best of life. Right, Mr. Vicky?
That's how you become billionaire.
Yes. to become a billionaire, it says, according to the book that I read, you need to have 5 sources of income. So, let's say, it is outside of the topic, but Mr. Vicky said, you want to be a billionaire, you need to have 5 sources of income. Okay, let's do. Number 1, you should have stocks. Number 2, you have passive income. Number 3, you should have day job. So while you're doing your day job, you should have passive income. Even while you're sleeping, your stocks are gaining, your books are gaining, or your... Okay, number 4, you should have a business. You need to be entrepreneur, people. Like Alibaba and Steve Jobs. Oh, Steve Jobs no longer here. So who else?
Bill Gates.
Microsoft. Oh, Bill Gates, of course. And Jeff Bezos. They are started with, let's say, Steve Jobs created Apple in the garage. And the same with Jeff Bezos. He started in his humble beginning, but they now billionaire. Same to become a billionaire, people. It's a process. It's not just like a click that, oh, I'm a billionaire. No, you need to do lots of patience, hard work, and pitfalls that you need to encounter to become a billionaire. Oh, it's outside of the topic, Mr. Vicky.
money.
Money. That's why Mr. Vicky and I are, of course, we want to be entrepreneur. Okay, people, so that we will be, sooner or later, we'll be a millionaire or billionaire. And one more, you need to dream like a billionaire, not to dream like a millionaire. Oh, it's true what you said. You need a billionaire, not a millionaire, because billionaire is the limit. So sky is the limit. Dream big, people, as Mr. Vicky and I, we're dreaming big. Mr. Vicky, what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, let me get it out. Speaking of dream big, this piece is called Head in the Clouds.
I like it. Yes, head on the clouds.
Head in the clouds, yeah. You're dreaming big, you're dreaming of the sky, soaring through the sky, or just dreaming of freedom, you know? This is a piece I wanted to do last week, because I wanted to do a side profile before, but this one I wanted to do it for this one instead, and have it being sort of artistic with the clouds and everything. I wanted to make sure it's like a character I don't usually draw. So I experimented with like a darker skin tone, which I don't usually do, but it's turned out pretty well, I think.
I think so.
And
so who inspired you in painting this head on the clouds?
It's actually kind of weird. I have my Pinterest account where I usually save like artists and stuff. And a lot of my Pinterest pins have been like AI art. So I was kind of inspired by AI in a way to create this sort of piece.
How many hours or days you did this one?
Let's see. I started about 3 hours ago.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So yeah, about that time.
So how about if you do it this for one day? I think it's more better, right? The background, probably there's flying birds at the background, mountains and trees, don't you think? And
I wanted to do a piece where she's like in the grass with flowers going around her, but I realized I didn't have much time for that.
Yes, it's
maybe next week.
And Mr. Fikio, I need to finish this. We have 3 hours left. Oh. But it's come out good, Mr. Fiki. So why there's a band-aid on the face? It's come from the fight.
I think it was just like to show that she's sort of youthful and has like big dreams in a way.
Mm.
Yeah, just like dreaming big. It's like a teenager or something that wants to become successful, maybe. And in doing so, she dreams of herself as this big person above everyone else in a way.
Yes, it sounds interesting. As Mr. Fiki said, dream big, people. We inspire you to dream big because dreaming big, there's no payment for that. Right, Mr. Fiki? It's free, people, to dream big. According to the books that I read again, that if your mind can conceive, your body can achieve. So you need to think that your dream is coming true or will come true because it really goes together. If you're saying, oh, I cannot achieve these dreams, it's always pessimistic. That's not a good trait or attitude towards to become successful. So, Mr. Fiki, what angle you want to modify after 5 years if you want to go back to this head on the clouds?
I might, instead of doing like a perspective of like the shoulders up, I might do like where she's actually flying, like Superman in the way, maybe.
Oh, nice.
Sort of change up the angle. She's flying with some birds, maybe.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yes. Probably. Plus, if you said head on the clouds, probably more clouds on the background, right? And mountain and trees and birds. It's like a peaceful surrounding with thinking, well, when I grow up, I want to be astronaut. When I grow up, I want to solve the mystery of the universe. Oh, nice.
I want to have a number one abstract essay podcast.
Yes. That's our dreaming. Mr. Fiki and I dreaming to be number one on the best abstract podcast given by Player FM. And I hope FeedSpot will do it too also. Because on FeedSpot, I checked, we are number 100. We are number one, I think 99 or 84. I'm not sure because they categorize abstract essay podcast as a book podcast. It's not like an art. They categorize, yes. On FeedSpot, they categorize us as book. So book review. So together with my book 101 review, if let's say my book 101 review is number 15, abstract essay is like number 20, stuff like that. Because they categorize us as not arts. But anyway, people, we are number three this week, so we are so grateful. And Mr. Fiki and I will do our best to give you the best of the best in terms of arts and by giving, discussing the paintings of Mr. Fiki as well as my mystery of the universe. So why give the title Head on Clouds of this painting, Mr. Fiki?
Because I think head in the clouds can mean lots of things. It can mean someone who's daydreaming a lot, someone who is always dreaming bigger. So it has many meanings. So I think it would be good for a piece that you can be interpreted in many ways as well. Like maybe you can see this piece as someone falling out of an airplane, or
yes,
yes, yeah, yeah. I think it's up to you, up to your view, what you think this is about. That's how I left it.
Yes. So what are the colors that you put into these paintings?
Well, I made the skin a lot more darker skin tones, browner, red, a lot of blue for the outline of the character. I just did an airbrush of blue all around him, so it sort of blends in with the background.
Yes.
Otherwise, it doesn't match well. And I did lots of what they call ambient occlusion, where in some of the shadows, you have some of the blue shining up, like on the nose there. There's blue all around the sort of nostril, because normally it would shine like that. There's blue around them, so blue, yeah.
Or blue the sky, right? So yeah. What is the emotion of this or who you portrayed? Is it sad, happy, surprise, or imagining?
Imaginative, at peace, free, peace, that kind of stuff there.
Okay, so head on clouds. So, Mr. Fiki, what are your dreams in life?
I dream to get currently 1,000 followers on TikTok. I'm currently like 680, so I'm getting there.
Yes.
It's just that right now. Maybe 100 subscribers on YouTube eventually. Those are my dreams. My two step. Then you get make bigger and bigger and bigger, so you never have a peak.
Yes.
Go little by little.
Yes. Step by step, people. It's hard to get your success if you will not do it step by step. You're gonna fall fast if you do it like fast too. You need to do step by step. So Mr. Fiki, if your dreams will come true, what you gonna do for it?
I'll aim bigger, of course. Like then go to 5,000 and then 200. But I do want, if I get 1,000 followers, then I can put like my own personal link in my TikTok bio. So that would be a good time to have like an art business ready for that kind of thing.
Yes.
Then they want to go to my TikTok profile, then they can click right there. And then I would have something like shirts or something.
Oh, that's be awesome. You know what? When I received my, on the first season of my Food 1-1, when I received my 100 downloads, oh my goodness, I want million. Fast. Oh my good. Yes. I'm so very happy when I got my 100,000 downloads. And then imagine that now we are now on 700,000 downloads. It's like, oh really? It's that's so fast.
Wow, yeah. Yes. That's good.
It's like we're getting million probably at the end of probably August, because if I calculating it, it's like 10,000 downloads every day. Is like, is that how many people listening to Food 101? So I'm even doubt myself, but that's the reality. So I'm so grateful, people, that I started with humble beginning, and even I started $15 microphone that I started with iPhone 10 with my first episode, and I get nervous. Hi, Food 101. I just get nervous. Just like my heart is like pounding. Like, oh, did I a good? If you listen to my first episode of Food 101, it's really, you can really check how crappy it is. How it's not that crappy, but you cannot. Most of the comments that I receive is your background is more louder than your voice. Is that what they said? And then I just continue until on my All Thing is my first season, and then second season I did already like editing because at that time I don't know yet how to edit and how to make it stuff like do the background and everything. So I realized that if this is my passion of what I'm doing, I should be good. And I did not delete all my old episode that is, let's say it's crappy, but I did not delete it because I want to show to the people that I improve. That I did my best to improve my episode, each episode. And as Chef Alessandro and I always talk about, don't afraid to commit mistake, because mistake make you perfect. Oh, Mr. Mickey.
And later on, you can look back in the Food 101 podcast and you say, oh, I just wondered, it's like one, maybe this is two.
Yes.
You can rate it, like, if you like, how you like it as well as an episode.
Yes, that's true. And it's so amazing, the milestone that I did. And then Mr. Fiki is here now. Oh, see, it's branched out. And Mr. Fiki and I are planning to have venture, to have a business. And sooner or later, it come in time. Or it will come sooner or later that we have a budget, that we have a place, or we know what we are doing.
That's the one. We know what we're doing. Because you still have to learn that.
Yes, we know what we are doing because we are really, really searching. And I hope this business will be materialized. So, Mr. Fiki, what else you can say about Head On?
I'd say for something that I really rushed through, I barely had a sketch done like 2 hours ago. So I think I'm pretty happy with what I was able to get out of it. It was a bit of a challenge getting it in this time constraint, but I put the constraint on myself. I made it difficult for myself in a way. So that's okay. But yeah, I think overall I'm happy with it. Hopefully everyone likes it as well. And I like it enough. Yeah.
If you do merchandise, this one I like to put on the front of a white t-shirt. Yes, in a white t-shirt, and put Head on the Cloud. It's nice, Mr. Fiki.
Yeah. That would be good. Yeah.
This is good for the.
I see lots of like t-shirts where it's like the thin sort of rectangle, and then a character sort of above it, like that.
Yes,
I think it would be cool.
Yes, yeah. With the cotton texture of a white t-shirt. I hope that we are our business will be materialized soon if we have the budget. Okay, we're praying for that, people. So let's support us so that our dream big that we are talking about will be materialized. Right, Mr. Fiki? So if you rate Head on the Clouds 1 to 10, where is it?
I'm thinking around 8.5. Because I really like the hair. I love the hair, actually. I think it's nice.
I think for me, Mr. Fiki, it's 9, okay? Because I always ask 0.5 for me, okay? If you 8.5, for me, 9. You know why? Because of the clouds hanging there before the head. Oh.
It would have been 9.5 if it had a fire or something.
Yes.
The special effect.
I love magic. I love the background. So for me, it's 9. Okay? If you agree, yes. And as I said, your painting is getting bigger, better, and bolder.
The elf ear?
Yeah, the elf. Is it an elf? See, I'm... These are not.
No. This is normal here.
Okay. Okay, it's a normal thing. Okay, then. So, where do people see your painting, Mr. Fiki?
You can find me on all platforms with the username Fruitskew, FRUITSKUE.
Yes, people. And you can buy all my abstract essay available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide.
Welcome, people. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.